From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Three committees in the House of Representatives are digging into the health care overhaul issue today. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Yesterday, the Senate Health, Education, and Labor Committee completed nearly 60 hours of work spanning 4 weeks on a health overhaul bill, voting to approve it on a party-line vote of 13 to 10. Today, three separate committees in the House hope to make much shorter work of the version unveiled by Democratic leaders earlier this week. They're all working from the same blueprint, a bill that would cost roughly $1 trillion over 10 years, cover about 97% of citizens and legal residents by the year 2015, and require nearly everyone to have health insurance and most employers to help pay for it. Republicans, however, say they'll work to slow the process down. They say reshaping 1/6 of the economy is too important to rush through a bill in just a few weeks or months. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor is in what's expected to be the final day of her confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And one of her Republican critics this morning said he's feeling more comfortable than before about her being seated on the high court. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said he now feels Sotomayor has been less an activist in her rulings than in her speeches. Graham said he hopes Sotomayor won't let personal opinions drive her decisions. She has said in the hearings that as a judge, she applies the law and not emotion to the facts in any case. Graham said that he believed at this point that Sotomayor is more in the mainstream than he had thought before. A Minneapolis man accused of traveling to Somalia and joining a terrorist group there is scheduled to appear in federal court this afternoon. His indictment is one of the first in a larger case involving some 24 young men who have gone missing in Minneapolis-St. Paul. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Salah Ahmed was indicted months ago on charges for providing material support to a terrorist organization and lying to federal authorities. The indictment was unsealed earlier this week. Prosecutors allege that 26-year-old Ahmed and another man were recruited by an extremist Islamic group in Somalia called Al-Shabaab. The group is on the U.S. government's list of terrorist organizations and has ties to Al-Qaeda. Ahmed allegedly boarded a flight to Somalia in December 2007 and trained at an Al-Shabaab camp. He returned to the U.S. 6 months later and allegedly played a part in helping convince other young men from Minneapolis to go to Somalia and fight with Al-Shabaab. Other indictments in the case are expected soon. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 86.26. The Nasdaq Composite is up 1 at 18.64, and the S&P 500 is down 1. This is NPR News. Prisoners at the U.S. military's main detention center in Afghanistan have begun a protest against being held there. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has this report from Kabul.
U.S. officials say prisoners who are held at Bagram Air Base north of Kabul began refusing privileges like exercise time and family visits on July 1st. The protest is against how long they are being kept at the detention facility without access to lawyers. Some prisoners have been there for more than a year, held as so-called unlawful enemy combatants. A federal judge ruled in April that the prisoners can challenge their detentions in U.S. courts, but the Obama administration is seeking to overturn the decision. Exactly how many of the 600 prisoners are taking part in the ongoing protest is unclear, although U.S. officials claim some of the detainees are doing so because of peer pressure. A spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross says the agency has suspended family visits and video conference calls at the request of the prisoners. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
A new Pentagon report says the number of U.S. and coalition troops being killed in Afghanistan is alarming. But a Pentagon spokesman also says Defense Secretary Robert Gates is encouraged by what he sees as progress in the U.S.-led offensive against the Taliban in Afghanistan's Helmand province. 27 U.S. troops died in Afghanistan in July and 17 coalition troops. Astronauts on Space Shuttle Endeavour are now in their first full day in space for this mission. Yesterday's launch went smoothly, and NASA is now checking to see if pieces of foam insulation that came off the fuel tank during launch have damaged the shuttle. This is NPR News.